Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Atlanta! Who's ready for Game 5? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You can say it in your car if you're with us. We start off every day and every hour by saying, Hey, man! It's good to have you listening. So much going on around the NBA today, guys. We are focused on Game 5, but Mike Bell, all this playoff injury news is changing the playoffs, bro. This is changing the whole picture.
I mean, Kawhi out is just monstrous, obviously, for the Clippers. And I don't give any shot without Kawhi. And, of course, you got the Nets finding a way without Kyrie last night. And Harden on the floor, but basically not very ambulatory. It was all about KD last night.
Yeah, he put on a monster performance. We'll certainly give him his props. Is he mentally soft? In my opinion, yes. But he's one heck of a player, and we've said this. He may be the most dynamic offensive player and has been in the league for the last decade. LeBron is in a different category, but you just talk about offensive skills and shooting, and Durant's on a different level, and he showed it last night. Here's the other thing, guys. Joel Embiid is questionable for tonight. Now, Mike, it is the playoffs. They know that they're fighting for their playoff lives. I'm guessing he's going to play unless he can't play tonight. But just the fact that they have him down as questionable makes me really think that last game, all of that, what we saw and what we didn't see from Joel Embiid in the second half where he went 0-for-12 is real.
Now, has he been questionable before, though, in this series?
Well, that was the thing. I thought he was questionable going into game one.
So, here's the thing, though. I mean, we all feel that, wow, we remember when we got the news about Embiid, we got a shot. And then, you know, he still was balling out and looking like, you know, Joel Embiid MVP. But you wonder if now some of this is starting to show the wear and tear. Because, you know, I joked around with Carl. I said, I don't know if he can be on some of the stuff that I'm on right now with my torn meniscus. I mean, it's legal, but I'm not sure what the NBA protocol are for some of the things I've got, but I feel great, but I still don't feel good enough to do what he's doing, and as fat as I am, he's carrying my weight on a 7'2" frame. So I mean, I don't know. I wonder, though. Now I think the Philly factor, you know what I mean by that, is the pressure, and I think they're hearing it in their own town. And how does he and Ben Simmons respond?
So tonight, guys, it is pivotal game five. And when I say pivotal, it is going back to 2015, okay? And the numbers have increased even since then. But the team that wins game five in these best of seven series has about an 80% chance of winning the series. And part of that is due to, let's just say we win tonight. Philly now has to come back to our place, fight and scrap to tie back up, and then go back and win a game seven. And the odds are very tough when you're talking about that. Or for us to lose, come back home. I feel better about us coming home because we played well here. But it's still a tougher task. That's why tonight, usually who wins game five ultimately ends up winning the series. And I'm not just saying that because, you know, hey, I don't want us to win. It's just kind of the nature of the NBA. So it is a big game because of that. But it is also a big game because I think we can take some of the momentum, Mike, from the other night and build on it. Is John Collins going to take that energy and effort we saw and go out tonight and start the game like he finished the game the other night?
I mean, on a lot of stuff in my body right now. Please, again, that's no bearing on John Collins. And if John Collins hadn't put stuff in his body, I might have, you know, had won that bet about the over-under 2 years ago. But, yeah, man, John's got to build on this. And, again, we're not even talking about the money. I know some guys are on me that I've been getting that man's pocket. All right, let's just talk about what we need from him. We need him to do the same thing. And, matter of fact, same thing and kind of do it for four quarters if humanly possible from John Collins. That's what we need from that man.
That's what we need. So, you know, it's one of those things where Trey coming off another good game. I'm not worried about the shoulder. Listen, it wasn't a conversation the other night until it was a conversation. He didn't make it a big deal. He went out, had 18 assists, a career high. I'm not going to worry about that. I think he'll just go and play like he did the other night. But I also think tonight, as you look at what happened the other night, we have to have that urgency. And I don't know what was said. Again, we with the, you know, the midday guys had John on. I don't know what happened at halftime. Who cares? I don't care if they got on Twitter and felt insulted. I don't care if they're, you know, brother and sister-in-laws were calling and texting them. Whatever it was, Mike, we got to start the game that way tonight, because on the road coming back from 18, it's almost impossible.
And again, he does that stuff for, you know, again, I don't anticipate him to be that animated, but certainly more of that. You know, I mean, he did give you some numbers, Carl, statistically that were good, but I'm telling you, this guy, if he can give me some more of that, I will never question the max contract thing, because I know we didn't get to the playoffs without John Collins being a huge factor. It's just at times he disappears. Obviously, you saw how he can put his stamp on his game and get the Hawks back in it as he did in Game 4.
All right, guys, follow us, social media. Mike and I were together today. We got a chance to catch up and see each other for the first time in a while since we did the launch of our Hey Man Ale Watermelon Lime. So we put a picture out there. Mike tweeted it out. I retweeted it. He is Mike Bell, ATL. I'm going to put him up. See Dukes, this radio show, Dukes and Bell 929. Follow our radio station at 929 The Game. Keep up with what's going on. And you can see us live on Twitch at ATL 929 The Game. Subscribe. Get that exclusive content from us. And we're also on the gram. It's all about the gram. We are going to get a chance to visit with Alex Anthopoulos. And you will hear what he has to say. Last night, boy, I tell you what. And I was watching the NBA playoffs because I did want to see if Durant was going to do what he did. Right. So I flip over. And I'm like, oh, we've tied it up. This is great. Okay, we've come back. Let me just stay here. And then I wanted to change the channel, Mike, when we gave up the when Martin gave up the 3-run home run. And I'm screaming like, can we get this bullpen fixed?
Right. And that's the thing, guys. The is it the new rules? I mean, is he another guy who is struggling with the grip? Because, you know, we just joked around about, well, we really can't have Will Smith closing. Maybe Martin can do it. And the big galoot can't do it. I mean, and how many times, and we'll talk, you'll hear our conversation with Alex, it's two outs. We've seen it, I mean, time and time again. We've got if you take away the blown saves, we're in first place right now, regardless of Freddie and everything else we've had to deal with this year in Ozuna. The bullpen has killed us.
So how are we going to fix that? Do you just ride it out? And I know we're all frustrated, right? We're all just like, I don't want to ride it out. I want new people. But again, we can't replace the entire bullpen. And, you know, guys like Martin, Shane Green, we're paying these guys to get a job done. And the back half of our bullpen specifically, okay, has been the issue. And just this last few weeks, it's really reared its ugly head. Well, we're not holding leads or we're blowing saves. Mm. So it's something that we'll talk to Alex Anthopoulos about. We'll also ask him about the Freddie contract. And then, Mike, you know, what is the deal with the Ozuna money? Because you've been asking this question. Are we going to be able to use that, right? Are we going to be able to allocate that money somewhere else? So maybe we'll get an answer about that as well from Alex Anthopoulos.
Yeah, man, I know that it's still, you know, less than 100 games to go, but you just it doesn't pass the eye test, but there's still elements you can bank on, like Freddie getting hot, right? I mean, he is going to get hot. I can't believe he's going to be, you know, sub 250 all season. And, you know, we've talked about, you know, how good Austin Riley has. You know, Dansby, by the way, you and I were talking about this today. How the hell does Dansby stare at a fastball down the middle like that?
Got to swing, bro.
I mean, this just – I mean, I don't know if he was really looking for curveball in that situation, because that video couldn't have gotten any better than that. But hopefully, you know, Dansby – well, it's about Pache, too, because remember one of the narratives was this is the year that Pache was going to break out?
Yeah.
And he's not even – he's less than zero. So we'll ask Alex about that, too.
All right, man, that is coming up. He will join us coming up here at 3:20. So we'll get a chance to talk to the general manager of our Atlanta Braves. And there's just a lot there. I mean, there's a lot to digest and a lot to kind of go over. But as I say every year, and you know, this is the part that Braves fans have to realize, you're not going to fix everything. You're just not. I mean, you just don't have unlimited funds to go fix everything. And more importantly, you don't have the wherewithal to make all those deals. So if you felt like, well, we need this, and this, you better cut that down to half and hope that they're able to do it.
Right, and the Braves today, we'll talk more about it later in the show, but Kyle Muller is back, and Tucker Davidson. I don't get it, man. Left forearm inflammation?
Yeah,
I mean, this all these guys do is pitch every fifth day. I just don't understand how some of the things have cropped up this year. I'm not blaming the Braves training staff. It's just another example of how we just can't catch a break.
All right, we're going to give you a chance to win $1,000 as we do each and every day coming up here with our national signing bonus contest. I'm just going to run this down, and then we're going to talk more about it here in about 25 minutes. Kawhi Leonard, ACL, out indefinitely. Chris Paul, he's on the COVID list, out indefinitely. Stan Van Gundy's been fired or let go, or they've parted ways in New Orleans, which means Zion and company are going to get a new head coach. And then Scottie Brooks can't come to an agreement in Washington, so the Wizards have a new coach. And then we just mentioned Joel Embiid is questionable. These are the things that are going on around the NBA. Now, the Embiid thing, it's way down on the list. But the Kawhi and Chris Paul thing could completely change the whole dynamic of what we're going to see in these NBA finals. And, you know, unlike football, where you can miss your left tackle and still go to the Super Bowl, this is like losing your quarterback with Kyrie, with Chris Paul and Kawhi Leonard, Mike. Right. So this is a big deal, bro.
No, I mean Kawhi is the. I mean he stirs the drink, man. He is the juice. So it's going to be wild. I wonder what the TV numbers will be though for the West. You know, that's another thing, because it's not. It's a LeBron-less, you know, a Western Conference Final.
And by the way, this whole Chris Paul thing, I don't know how this all went down. Okay. But I do have a statement to make about what's going on in the world of sports with COVID and where we're at right now. We'll get to that coming up. Right now, let's give you a chance to win $1,000.
Now it's time to reveal our national signing bonus code word. The code word is...
Concert. Concert. I miss them. Concert. They're coming back, though. Yeah. C-O-N-C-E-R-T. That is the word. Text it to 72881. That's 72881. And you'll have a chance to win $1,000 playing our national signing bonus contest.
Concert. I just heard the Foo Fighters, Carl, are going to reopen Madison Square Garden for live performances.
Really?
How cool is that?
That is.
Yeah. So concert, guys, the 72881. If you heard the news, have you heard the new news? The morning show, middays, and us. We've given away more money. We got about, how many radio stations we got into company? Like 300? We've given away more money already than anybody else in the signing bonus contest. So just shows how much you guys are listening. So get on it. Concert to 72881.
All right, guys, plenty to talk about, plenty to dive into, should I say, about our Atlanta Hawks tonight. And game fives, they're just huge. Again, you win game five, your percentage of winning the series goes way up. And if you don't think we can follow up that performance the other night, then again, I don't know what you're watching. Don't count them out. They just got to show up tonight. Can't wait till the second half of the fourth quarter to do it. Hey, we're coming back. When we do, we'll get to some headlines, including he went off last night.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is Dukes and Bell coming up. You're going to hear from Alex Anthopoulos. Braves general manager is going to stop by next hour. And we'll give you another chance to win $1,000. We're talking about all the injuries that are going down in the NBA. We'll dive in deeper to that here in about 15 minutes. Mike, I got to say this about last night, watching that game with Kevin Durant, and he was amazing, guys. He had 49 points. He had a triple-double, first of all. Mm-hmm. He played every minute of the game. It's the first time since 2018 LeBron played every minute of a playoff game, okay? So his two guys... Harden out there. Mike said he's on one leg. Kyrie's right. Not playing. And this is what superstars do. This is an elite player. And, you know, we always talk about whether you should have burner accounts and all the other stuff that he's dealt with.
Right.
But he's an elite player. And here's what's crazy to me. And I'm just going to point this out because I think it's important. And Mike has been saying this for a while. This may even go back 2 years ago when Mike was like, I don't know, man. Bud looks like he's screwing up. And we're talking about Mike Budenholzer, who was here with the Hawks, and now he's with the Milwaukee Bucks. So last night, if you didn't watch the game, as Durant is just putting them on his back and doing everything, Giannis Antetokounmpo is first-team all-defense in the NBA. Now, Rudy Gobert won the award, okay? And we think our guy should have been in the mix, and you know, we're talking about Clint Capella, but it was Giannis and Gobert and Draymond Green's on the first team, Drew Holiday and Ben Simmons.
Right.
The Bucks have two first-team all-defensive players in their starting lineup. You've got Giannis Antetokounmpo, who is first-team all-defense and won the award just a year or so ago. And, Mike, you don't put him on Kevin Durant?
I mean, P.J. Tucker was the guy. Remember, that was the guy that got into it with, Durant's bodyguard got into it with P.J. Tucker for dinging him up in the last game that Milwaukee won. So, I think Bud sometimes overthinks it. I think sometimes he's tight. I think sometimes he really does struggle in half court and how he tries to combat, you know, in the chess match, you know, because that's what it is when the games are slowed down. Because, you know, the Nets are like the Harlem Globetrotters or Showtime Lakers this year, Carly, down, up and down the court. But, you know, everything kind of gets compressed, and I don't think that plays to what Budenholzer's trying to do, even though the Bucks are a great defensive team.
Yeah, I think that's just a monumental mistake. And then here's the thing. Have the balls, Giannis. Here's the difference. We can criticize LeBron, but there have been times LeBron's like, I got him. When Derrick Rose was the real Derrick Rose and they were in the playoffs in Chicago and LeBron was trying to get back to finals, he guarded him. He's guarded the best player on other teams frequently in his career. And I think Giannis has to have the balls to just say, I got him. And if he beats us, he beats us. But that, to me, was a glaring mistake, especially down the stretch of that game. And it comes back to Bud, because people are going to ask, what was your defensive strategy? But can you imagine the Hawks having two of the best defensive players in the league in your starting lineup, and you allow a guy to do that when you're not running double teams at him and trying to get the ball out of his hands and then putting your best player on him? I put that on Bud, man.
Well, if you go back to it, I mean, is this just going to be kind of like, I don't know, the Bucks teams with, like, what was it, Sidney Moncrief and, like, Quinn Buckner, and they always won a ton of games, but they never did anything in the playoffs?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Who was it, Sigma? Sigma was the center?
Marquise Johnson?
Yes.
Right?
All
those dudes. I'm for younger guys, I'm dating myself, but that was – and it's like they were what the Cavs were to the Jordan-era Bulls. That's what, you know, the Bucks were also earlier and also part of that decade as well. They always had solid talent, but they just never went anywhere. Giannis is an MVP, one of the faces of the NBA. Look, he is a soft-spoken dude. If you've seen the interviews with him, like, he's kind of an enigmatic guy, but that's not like he's, you know, a bad guy. He's a very humble individual, and it's just because this team is, like, you know, coming and going with a whimper, it seems like. For a minute there, it looked like Brooklyn was going to roll. This thing's had its own roller coaster with the injuries. So the Durant, as we said, Carl, take away all this stuff with Golden State and how, like, so many guys, he's a very sensitive guy. Don't make him a bad guy. That's an effort you got to tip your cap to, and then making that three-point shot. That's what it's all about.
No doubt, man. All right, guys, it's just fascinating. So Nets go up in that series. You know, if I'm Steve Nash, I don't play the beard in the next game because I don't need him. And if we win, we win. The series is over. If we lose, we come back home, and then I need him. So now strategy plays there. But last night, the Bucks let one get away, just like the Sixers the other night. And it's one of those things. It may end up getting their coach fired. It's Dukes and Bell. Our poll question is up. Who will be tonight's leading scorer? You can go vote. Joel Embiid, Trae Young, someone else. You can comment below. It's at Dukes and Bell 929. I'm retweeting it right now. Chris, glow sticks behind the board today. Yeah, man. And our man, Bo Morgan, executive producing this program. It's Dukes and Bell. Let's hit some headlines.
Strap in, youngins.
Hitting the headlines with Dukes and Bell.
All right, let's start first with Nate McMillan. So you're feeling good because your team has been battle tested. You fought. And now you know what to expect. If we are down in a game, you're not going to count us out. Here's what Nate McMillan had to say about it.
I thought they just stayed with it. You know, they continued to stay together. They didn't crack or anything like that. They stayed together, continued to work hard defensively. And this is what they've been doing all season long.
So tonight, again, go vote. Who will be the leading scorer, Mike? I think we need that bench production. I'm sure Herter's going to start again, guys. There's no secret now. You know, we weren't getting anything from Solo. So Herter will be in there, I think, in the starting lineup. But, Mike, we can't miss all those easy shots to start the game if we get them.
No. And, you know, look, we love Capella. Clint's one of our favorites. And the guy, again, another guy we wouldn't be here. You just talked about how he should have been in the mix for the all-defensive team. But he's got to play a little bit better. And I know Shaq, look, it's easy for Shaq to say because Shaq's a force of nature, but Shaq was like, he's playing soft. playing soft. Remember at halftime when they were breaking it down? Yeah, I mean, don't go for like those. I mean, get it to the rim. I mean, send it in, Jerome. Send it in. Okay, send it in, Clint. Send it in. Don't just try to, you know, patty cake it off the glass. So let's hope that there's a presence there, because at the end of the game, John Collins and Capella had a double-double, but we needed more early. We wouldn't have had maybe sweat the game the way we did.
More on the Hawks coming up, guys. Headlines, by the way, brought to you by ATL, Live Well. Low testosterone doesn't have to keep you down. They can help. Call ATL, Live Well. And don't just live, live well. I'll say this about the Hawks tonight and you know, the urgency, the intensity, and what we come out with. I think if you can't build on what we just saw the other night, and I'm just talking about the guys and having that to start the game, then you know what? We probably don't deserve to win, because you just fought your tails off to make this a series again. So if we start off good, Mike, then let's just see where it goes. And that's the thing that I'm fearing is, you know, that the start last time is what really put us behind the eight ball. And then we had to fight for our lives. Luckily, we were able to pull it out. Right. But on the road, that task is so much harder to do. And I think that's the thing that I'll be looking for tonight is how we start. Is it close after the first quarter?
Right.
Are we close at halftime? Or are we leading? Then I'm going to feel really good about the second half.
And does Philly turn on their team like they always do up there, like rabid dogs if they're struggling?
Let's hope.
I mean, hey, Simmons, the body language we talked about, there was a sequence in the third and the fourth quarter where they had to look like they saw a ghost. So let's hope that, you know, again, they dealt with pressure in the past. Another coach got because of it. They've been, you know, let's be honest, Doc's done a fantastic job with these guys, but Doc just said we were more physical, so he's basically challenging his guys. So I think we'll see more of what we saw in game two, unfortunately, tonight.
Desmond says JC's going to go ham tonight. I hope so. Hey, man, let's talk about Brian Snicker and what's going on with Chris Martin. Snit, do you know what's happening?
Yeah, no, this guy's been – Chris's been awesome here. I mean, just nails here, you know, and it happens. I mean, he's – you know, you come to expect it. And just you know, it's going to happen to the best of them.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, I mean – I was just, you know what, I was watching, after the Braves last night, Moneyball was on, I think, Showtime.
Yeah.
And I was watching, and the scenes, and the late Philip Seymour Hoffman playing Art Howe and how much he hated Billy's guts that season. You know, and all the cliches that Art was throwing out there. I mean, there's really not much Snit can say. It is what it is. The bullpen is just imploding. There's no one you trust. And I'll say it. I said it earlier, Squid Billy. Andy Bunker's talked about it with Randy on their show. I got to get off Luke Jackson's jock, Carl. He's got a 1.07 ERA.
Yep.
And right now, by any measurable, Luke Jackson is the best relief pitcher out of the bullpen.
Correct.
Just nails here.
Yeah. Well, listen, I've been saying for what they are trying to do with him now coming out of the bullpen, he's perfect. He's just not a closer. And as long as you see him as a closer, every time the door opens and you think that that's his role, it's not. For his role, he's doing a great job. It's the other guys now who are not doing their job. He was perfect last night, by the way.
That's just it. So, I mean, what are we doing here now with Chris Martin, whose ERA has jumped up a ton of points, and he's just, you know, just ineffective. And I wonder, a big guy, big launch. Carl, he looks like a stork out there at 6'5". We'll ask Alex Anthopoulos, is he one of these guys with Major League Baseball's ridiculously poor timing to change the rules about stuff they've been allowing for a decade or actually forever? Do you think our bullpen now is also struggling with the grip of the baseball?
It's a great question. Alex Anthopoulos on the way, 320. Let's hear from KD, 49 points, 17 rebounds, 10 assists. It was one of the all-time great playoff performances.
Yeah, I mean, it's something we've done all year. Guys in and out of line.
That ain't KD. That's Kevin Herter.
Hey, man. Red Velvet.
All right, KD's on the way. He was talking about battling back, and he hit a shot last night again, late in that game, I think under a minute or so to play, and it was a big three. And it's one of those nights where guys are just hitting. He's hitting everything, and it really didn't matter what the Bucks tried to do. But I thought their strategy sucked. I didn't think that they had a good strategy late in that game to try to slow him down and make others beat you. And remember, Mike said it. Harden was on one leg, so it's one of those things. Kevin Durant, triple-double. Here he is.
We got another game. We got to travel tomorrow. We got a game six. I mean, I can't celebrate because we won the game. We got another game to try to finish it up.
All right, there you go, Carl. Kevin Durant, about time. You're just talking like the man.
You know? Instead of worried about what people are saying
yeah,
about
I
you.
Mean, that's it. Hey, I did agree. You know, not sitting there. You know, now LeBron would say, you know, I struggled, had a problem with my thumb. with my Achilles, my eyeball, my latissimus dorsi was a little tight, but I fought through it. But no, he's just laying it out there, man. He had to do it. He stepped up, and now he's got to do it again. So good for KD, man.
Yeah, Daisy May says, is Embiid even playing tonight? He is listed as questionable.
He's playing.
So I'm with Mike. He's going to play. He'll attempt to play. Now, if he goes back to the locker room like he did the other night, well, then that's a whole other story. But again, and I'm not laughing at the injury. What I'm saying is things happen, you know.
Right.
And if that's the case, then it is what it is. And we got to still, you know, play and still win the game. Just because Embiid's not in there doesn't mean the Sixers automatically lose. It just gives us a better chance to potentially win the series and win this game. Game five tonight, 7 o'clock pregame, 7:30 tip. All right, coming up, all these injuries and why it's affecting the NBA. Mike asked the question, what if these teams' stars are gone, and what's it do for the ratings and the NBA viewership? But we'll also talk about the elephant in the room. And nobody really wants to talk about it, but I got a problem with it. I'll tell you what it is next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.